you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
This is VSiN Tonight with veteran handicappers Matt Youmans and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, welcome. Final hour of the big show tonight, Circus Sportsbook, downtown Las Vegas. VSiN Tonight, Wes Reynolds, Matt Youmans, and the VP of Operations here at Circa, Mike Palm, in studio. Special occasion, opening day, 2 days away. Mike, thanks for coming in tonight.
Well, we're very excited. It's all 30 teams playing on the same day. We haven't had this for a long time. Of course, COVID affected it, and then the labor situation. But we're going all out for opening day here at Circa. Actually, Greg Maddux is going to throw out the first pitch around 9:45, and the catcher will be Josh Towers, VSiN
World Series champion.
World Series champion with the Yankees, VSiN contributor, former pitching coach with the New York Mets minor league organization. And, you know, we're going to have apple pies, free apple pies for anybody that gets a spot in the middle there. We'll have hot dogs on sale. And here's the big thing.
Wait a minute. What time is this?
This starts at 9 in the morning, man.
Wow. Okay.
All moms drink free all day in the sports book.
Really?
All moms drink free. So we'd like the women come out. All-American celebration of opening day here at Circa.
This is your idea?
It is my idea, actually. And it coincides with Greg Maddux having his Charity's Poker Tournament at the end of the month. So... we had an opportunity to do that. And then, of course, you know, two of the guys that throw maybe the highest percentage of strikes in Major League Baseball history between Josh Towers and Greg Maddux. So we want to kick it off. We're excited. The Padres are very live this year, of course, our sponsorship. And we're excited for baseball to be here, Matty.
No, it's I know Wes is not excited. He was kind of grousing around last night saying, I wish baseball didn't start until May. I need a month to prepare.
Well, it does come kind of come on you when you're knee deep into the NCAA tournament and
both of them for you
playoffs. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And the Masters.
Both of you guys, I know it's a lot. You guys spend
some of us can handicap more than one sport.
You spend so many days a year handicapping tennis, but you got to focus on baseball. Now, Mike, focus on baseball, can you?
I'm going to try. Okay. I'm going to cut it down to 3:30 on that other sport and try to get some baseball in.
Spend a lot of time handicapping hockey.
I do. Yeah. Hockey, soccer, and baseball are my three favorite sports. I should probably spend less time on football. But here we are. And, you know, I'm not a huge futures player, but in baseball, you know, I love to get involved in the Cy Young races. And so we have some preseason bets here.
All right. You talked about the Padres. Let's start there because I'm going to talk about the Padres later in the hour tonight. And I talked about it a little bit this morning with Mitch and Paul and Follow the Money. Mike, do the Dodgers deserve to be the favorites in that division? Do you think the Padres are going to overtake them? Because you can get plus 130 on the Padres to win this division.
I got them at 128, and I bet them. And that's the only division bet I made, and I didn't make any league or World Series futures. This is the only one I bet was the Padres. I just don't know how the Dodgers got any better. I think they got considerably worse. And when you look at their rotation, I still think they need help in their rotation.
You know,
Gonsolin's on the bench to start the year. Can he come back and repeat that performance? Kershaw's obviously diminishing returns. Syndergaard has not done much since he's left New York. Will this be the year Dustin May puts it all together? I don't love their bullpen either. I mean, is Gatterall going to be their closer? Is that what they're trying to do? I just don't think they did enough to improve their team. And I look at the Padres and I look at Snell and Darvish and Musgrove, you know, and then you got a bunch of versatile guys like Lugo and Martinez. Hader, if he bounces back, the best closer in the game. And this lineup is loaded. You put Xander Bogaerts at the top of this lineup. It's tough for Tatis to find a spot in this lineup.
Yeah, and you look at the Dodgers, too. Gavin Lux, of course, tears his ACL. And you go from Gavin Lux, Justin Turner, and Trey Turner in the infield to Miguel Vargas and Miguel Rojas. That's a big drop, I think, for the Dodgers.
When I look at the Dodgers opening day lineup and Trace Thompson is in it, there's a problem.
Yeah, he's in center. Yeah. David Peralta is likely to be the starting left fielder as
I think
well.
The biggest problem is there's no Trey Turner. He's going to be a huge loss. No Justin Turner. But I agree with everything you said. I was talking about the same thing. I like the Padres to win the division. And Dodgers under the win total of if you can find 96. It's starting to trend down where I think 95.5 is the best you're going to find out there. Right now, how about the rest of the NL West? How bad are the D-backs, the Rockies, the Giants? You give any of those three teams hope?
Well, the Rockies are really bad, and they're considerably worse, I think, than the Diamondbacks. Giants are interesting. I like Stripling. I've always liked Ross Stripling. What can he do for you? Logan Webb's consistent at the top of the lineup. You still got Desclafani that you can use as a starter here. Doval's a good closer. Can they get enough pop in their lineup? Wade had a great year last year. What will Peterson give you? I think that number is tough to bet over, though, 81. If this was sitting around a 77, 78, I might go over. The D-backs are interesting because of the top of the rotation. I mean, you can make an argument for Gallen and Kelly being two of the most underrated pitchers in baseball still. Mm-hmm. But is there enough pop there in that lineup? And, you know, is the bullpen going to be good enough? I thought Milan Sung had a lucky year you're going to start him off as the closer here. So, you know, it's 76. If there were one other bet I'd make in the division, because I think the Dodgers will be significantly below 96 wins. I think they could be an 88, 89 win team. Mm-hmm. It's probably the D-backs I'd lean over more than the Giants.
I actually have them at the over at 74.5 because of what you said about the rotation. I also think this is a team that's going to benefit from the stolen bases, from the bigger bases. They're going to run. Miami Marlins, another team, too, that I think that I like on the over, too. They're going to run a lot more. They got a lot of speed in that lineup.
All right, so let's go ahead and talk about the NL East since Wes brought up the Marlins. Braves, Mets, Phillies, Marlins, Nationals. Mets have World Series aspirations. The Braves, the Phillies, and the Nationals have been there. how do you handicap this division, Mike?
Geez, I wanted to bet the Mets, and then Diaz gets hurt, and it's almost a line through him for me. I think he's that significant to the team. The Braves look awful good. Maybe they're the best team on paper in baseball.
I think the Mets are going to end up probably buying a closer at the trade deadline, right?
Yeah, they talked about even Edwin Diaz's younger brother there. How much does Verlander have left at this point? How much does Scherzer have left? You're counting on those guys a heck of a lot in that rotation. I mean, it's a little long in the tooth here. Carrasco, it's Quintana, mm-hmm. Jose Quintana. It's an old rotation. Whereas the Braves are young. They got all these young arms. The Soroka bounce back. Kyle Wright wins 20 games last year. Nobody's talking about him. Charlie, my favorite Morton, your guy, right?
That's my guy.
I mean, I know the division is good, but I even look at Atlanta around even money as maybe there's some value in that bet in this division with the injuries to Diaz.
I think Wright's going to start the season on the injured list, right?
Yeah.
For the Braves. He led the majors in wins last season. Wes, do you see a bet to be made there in the NL East?
I think the Braves are still the team to beat. I like the Phillies in terms of I like Trey Turner, and I bet him at 12-1 to win NL MVP. But obviously, that team much more shorthanded now with the Hoskins injury and then Bryce being out for a little while.
Right. I think that umpire threw out JP Realmuto for the first half of the season yesterday.
Well, he didn't catch the ball, Matt. I mean,
come on. What an insult to the ump. The
commissioner's office is going to take a hard look at that.
That's ridiculous. The ump show. Okay, National League Central, Wes Reynolds' favorite division, lifelong Cincinnati Reds fan. Yeah. Wayne Krivsky. They were much better when he was in charge. Reds 62-100 last year, tied with the Pirates, worst record in the division. Cardinals won 93 games. Mike, how about the Cardinals, Brewers, Cubs, Pirates, Reds? How do you size it up?
You can make an argument, and I've only bet one of them, but you could go over with the Cardinals and Cubs this year. I bet the Cubs over 77 wins. I think they're, you know, they brought in some veterans here. I love picking up Mancini. Hosmer's a great clubhouse guy. These young kids get a year older. Jameson Taillon, love that. Steele's a good left-hander. I'm not a big Drew Smyly fan. But here's my thing. I think the Brewers' window's closing. I think the Hader trade was tough on that clubhouse. And then they argue with Corbin Burnes over $700,000 and go to this lengthy. I mean, I just think this Brewers window is really closed. And so I think into fading the Brewers, I think you can bet either of them over. The Pirates and the Reds are god-awful. I mean, I have to go look up half these guys in these starting lineups when I put them together here. So I think the Cardinals win the division. Maybe you just do the straight Brewers under fade, but I think you can bet the other two over, and it's a fade of the other three teams, Brewers, Pirates, Reds.
Anything for you?
Yeah, nothing for me on the Reds. Okay. They might
any team in that division. Any team, and not just the Reds. Any team in that division.
To me, it's the Cardinals division. Okay. Blues. I think the death taxes and the Cardinals. Basically, they always find ways. You know, and I think they're going to again.
Do you like to parlay the divisions, Wes?
I do not.
You do not. I like to do a three team parlay, and then if you have to fade it. So I had it, and then I faded. The Brewers with the Cardinals halfway through the year because the three teamer paid like 4.5 to 1, so it wasn't bad. I mean, I think you might put a Braves, Cardinals, Padres, a National League series. If people are interested, it gives you a lot of action throughout the course of the year.
Can you parlay those here at Circus Sports?
Not at Circus Sports, okay. But there are some books even in Nevada you can.
Mike, last minute, let's wrap it up. Okay. You said you liked to bet Cy Young, MVP, anything else worth playing in the National League?
I didn't bet the National League for those. I have two Cy Young bets in the American League when we go over there.
Okay. No World Series futures for you?
Tough. It's tough. I thought about the Blue Jays a little bit, but we'll get to that when we get to the American League.
How many win total bets have you made?
I made two. Two. I made the Cubs over, I bet the tennis guys play. I bet the Rangers over as well.
The Cubs over what number?
77.
Okay.
Rangers over 80.5.
There you go. Mike Palm on the Cubs over. We'll talk American League when we come back here in a few minutes on VSiN tonight. Mike Palm, Wes Reynolds, Matt Youmans back here at Circus Sports. Here in a few minutes on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say "free this week" into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, March Madness is winding down. That doesn't mean there's still plenty to bet. Baseball's opening day. Couple days away. VSiN Pro has you covered with our MLB betting guide. Also, golf's first major of the year at Augusta next week. The Masters betting guide with a breakdown of every golfer in the field, futures, bets, and more comes out next Monday. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today for only $19 at vsin.com/subscribe. Back with Mike Palm, the VP of Operations here at Circa, previewing the baseball season. And Mike, let's shift from the National League to the American League. I guess we'll start in the AL East with the Yankees and the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, the Rays, and the Orioles. How does that division stack up to you? And you did not obviously bet a win total in that division because you told us one team you bet in the AL was not in that division.
A little better price on the Jays. I wish I could have got 2-1 on the Jays in this division. I don't like the Red Sox rotation. They're going to rely on Kluber and Sale, who are two unknowns at this point in their career. I kind of like to bet a matchup because the win totals are the same. Orioles over Red Sox, actually, if I haven't looked deep enough to find it. I think the Rays are a little bit like Milwaukee and the window might be closing on them. When is Glasnow? This Glasnow is like one of the most unfulfilled pitchers of the last 5 or 6 years. Can never stay healthy. McClanahan's terrific. Eflin, I don't love the pickup of Eflin. Eflin's like the fourth cookie-cutter guy come from Philadelphia, right-hander. And I'm not sold on Patino or Fleming. I like the Blue Jays, and I'm not a Gausman guy, and I'm not a Berrios guy. I think the Chris Bassett pickup is really under-talked about here in terms of this division.
And they also apparently moved the fences in up there in Toronto. So Bo Bichette, Vlad Jr., are they going to have big years? We shall see. The defense is obviously very good with Varsho and Kiermaier.
I like Varsho. I think Varsho is an interesting pickup coming over from the National League. Chapman, I argued that Chapman would be an MVP at one point because he's so darn good at third base. The hitting hasn't come along. Picked up Whit Merrifield at the end of the year. I like this lineup. I'm not sold on the Yankees. I think the bottom of the Yankees order will not produce enough runs. I think they're really top heavy. I like them to beat the Yankees in this division. It's an aggressive win total, 93 and plus, 175. If I could get $2, I'd probably take it. And maybe I'll get them at some point during the year. But I like the Jays in this division a lot.
Actually, put up the Blue Jays profile board. There you can see the Yankees, DraftKings win total 93.5, Blue Jays 91.5. How about the Blue Jays to win this division at plus
$2? Take it. I'll take it. At $2, I think that's the basement price to take it.
Yeah, I think right now the Yankees got a couple question marks in their rotation. And like you said, I think the bottom of the lineup might be a little soft.
And Rodon had a career year in Chicago and then had a very good year in San Francisco. But going to New York, a totally different deal.
Okay, let's go to the American League Central. A lot of people, a lot of sharps high on the Twins. What do you think, Mike?
You know, my guy, Maeda, what are you going to get out of Maeda coming back? Do you think, you know, I like Molly. I bet Molly a lot last year in individual starts. Sonny Gray is a, you know, you got a bunch of five and dive guys in this rotation, which again will tax that bullpen. Lopez can give you some innings at the top, but Gray isn't. I don't know that Joe Ryan is. He's a bunch of guys where their ceiling is six innings in this starting rotation. The bullpen obviously was an issue last year. They're going to have to score a bunch of runs again. I'm not high on the Twins. To me, the interesting argument is, which rotation would you rather have if you could? Would you rather have the Guardians rotation or the White Sox rotation? Bieber, McKenzie, Quantrill, Plesac, Savali, or Cease, Lynn, Giolito, Clevenger, Kopech? I think that's pretty close. I mean, the White Sox have the brand name guys.
Yeah.
But the Guardians get more out of their pitchers every year with Tito.
Yeah, it's still a question mark, though, I think, after Kopech and Giolito. You know, what are you going to get out of Clevenger, Ronaldo Lopez, Davis Martin? We know that Liam Hendricks, of course, battling cancer, and Kendall Graveman, I didn't think was that great this season. So I worry about that bullpen a lot in Chicago.
And the best closer in the division is obviously Clase in Cleveland. It's interesting because obviously it's the three teams at the top, but I like what Francona does every year. If anything here, I'd lean on taking, you know, finding plus 165, 160 on the Guardians to win this division.
Guardians plus 130 at DraftKings. Twins, the second choice, plus 215. White Sox, plus 250. Then the long shots are Royals and Tigers, each at 30-1. Does Derek Stevens have any hope with the Tigers?
Yeah, I haven't ever heard him talking about it. So it's not, you know, all these draft picks they had, and they drafted all these pitchers. And I mean, in their you know, first five, starting five for the start of the year, I mean, you got Turnbull and Manning, but I mean, there's still a lot of guys here that, you know, Mize and Skubal.
They're going to miss most
of
the
They're missing,
too,
right.
Yeah.
They're out. So that's the big thing with the Tigers is you lose those two guys out of the rotation.
Mike, you got some fans outside the studio. Look at all these women out here waving at you, blowing kisses to you.
I think they're waving to Wes. Aren't right. They said, Wes, don't leave Wes alone in the late night slot. They said.
Yeah. Yeah, we like middle-aged balding guys.
All right, let's get to the American League West. The Astros won 106 games. Mariners won 90. Angels 73. And then you had the Rangers and the A's at the bottom. Now, you think, like Gil Alexander, that the Rangers are going to take a big step up. What's Jacob deGrom going to give Texas? We got a new manager. Bruce Bochy's back.
Yep.
And how bad are the Las Vegas A's at the bottom of the division, 60-102 last year?
What year will they be here? 2027? What year do they play their first game in Las Vegas?
Let's go with...
It's coming.
No sooner than 2025.
Well, it's pretty aggressive. I was thinking 2027, 26,
I thought they might start playing out in the stadium in Summerlin.
Well, they draw more there.
While they build a stadium here.
Alameda. Yeah. DeGrom Evoldi, Martin Perez had a terrific year. John Gray, Andrew, Mr. Haney... LeClerc, you pick up Ian Kennedy for the bullpen. Odorizzi gives you some. Bochy's a big thing to me here. Getting Bruce Bochy with this team. I think this is the best division in baseball. People want to talk about the NL East. I think this is the best division in baseball. I bet two pitchers from this division to win the Cy Young. I got Framber Valdez at 30-1. How he wasn't a finalist last year, I don't know. He was second to me if I had a vote. And then I bet Otani at 11-1 to win the Cy. I think Otani is going to get a Cy Young before he gets another MVP, unless the Angels are a playoff team. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, what we don't talk about is what a bust Rendon's been since coming there.
Oh,
if this guy doesn't turn it, but he's the whole key here. If he could produce like he did in Washington, it's a whole different team.
Wow.
But what did they do to support?
Mike,
I like Sandoval. I like Patrick Sandoval, the left-hander. But they really did nothing to support the rotation around Otani. How long has it been since they had a good starting rotation? Or have they ever?
Well, you talked about Syndergaard, and it's funny to me the Dodgers are trying to count on Syndergaard. He was a bust with the Angels.
Total bust. Didn't pitch, and when he did, he wasn't any good.
Right. How about the Angels win total? We talked to JVT about this in the first hour. Jonathan Von Tobel is a big Angels fan. He's disappointed every year. This team underachieves. What do you think? 82.5 and to make the playoffs plus 155?
You can get $9 on him to win the division. I mean, because he's Otani and Trout, and I just don't know. Look at the Astros, and they're young.
Do the Astros run away with it again?
I don't know that they run away with it. I mean, Luis Castillo, Logan Gilbert, Robbie Ray's got to bounce back. Gonzalez isn't terrible. You get Flexen gives you some. Sewald had a terrific year in the bullpen. I like that Mariners team. Mm-hmm. I know a few guys that are pretty sharp that bet the Mariners over here this year. I don't think they run away and hide, but you got to give. They just keep coming up with these young arms, Houston. And let's be honest, they've been probably the best team in baseball for the last 5 or 6 years.
Sure.
The cheating thing aside, and they'll be really tough to beat again. I think it's a solid division, 1 through 4, the most solid division, 1 through 4.
Did you bet Otani to win Cy Young?
Yes, I did, 11-1 on Otani and 30-1 on Framber. I haven't done anything in the National League yet.
My buddy
who's a pro bettor out of San Diego said, how can you leave Rondon out? And I'm with Wes. It's a whole different animal going and pitching in New York.
Anything you have your eyes on opening day, aside from the big party, you want to repeat what you're doing here at Circa on Thursday?
Yeah, we're going to have free apple pies for anybody that books any of the middle section. We'll have a hot dog similar to South Point, but with ACI, American Coney Island. Uh-huh. And here's the big thing. All mothers drink free. Hint, it's all women. We're not going to. But all day long in the sports book. Nice schedule spread out all throughout the day. Padres play at 1 o'clock. Got a couple games at 10 a.m. Pacific. Greg Maddux will throw out the opening pitch to signify opening day in Major League Baseball around 9:45. I'm going to speak. He'll speak a little bit. And then our own Josh Towers from VSiN is going to catch that opening pitch.
You know how many games Greg Maddux won in his career?
One more than Clemens, I thought it was. It was like,
I think it was 355.
Yeah, something like that.
Greg Maddux. That's great to have him over here, seriously. Wes Reynolds is going to show up here Thursday with a wig and a dress, and he's going to drink for free all day.
So. No, just save the crew some pie.
It's all about the crew.
Mike, thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate it. The VP of operations here at Circa, at Mike Palm, Circa on Twitter. And we'll talk to you again on Friday.
Right. Yeah.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetRivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You could win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing our exclusive BetRivers Squares this basketball season. Place a qualifying bet and you get a bonus square. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use, full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com.
All right, if you follow VSiN on Twitter, at VSiN Live, you'll see the cover of the 2023 MLB betting guide, Shohei Ohtani out there, VSiN Pro, intro offer for $19, power ratings, baseball rule analysis, and some best bets. I was joking. Wes is not going to be dressed up in a wig and a dress to get free drinks all day here Thursday at Circa.
Just that we clarified that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to do it either. Dennis Rodman might dress up like that. That's not going to happen here. Wes, how do the rules changes in baseball? Is there a betting angle that you can find here that you think is reliable?
Well, I mean, I did it with a couple of my win totals that I played. I played the Marlins over and also played the Diamondbacks over. I think you got to look at teams. I do think teams are going to run more, and I think it's kind of been a little bit understated in terms of the fact that this is going to change, without, all this shifting and all that stuff. You're going to have to find teams that, that don't have like a lot of pop in their lineup. And we talked about that with the Diamondbacks, and we talked about that Miami is another team. This is not a team that's going to score like a ton of runs all the time, just off their bat. So they're going to have to get creative. You look at what the Marlins added. They added Segura. They added Arias. So they're leaning into the banning of the infield shifts, really. You got plus contact hitters who don't hit for power, but that gives you traffic, I think, on the base pass. Plus, you get Jazz Chisholm back in Miami, so missed the final 100 games of the season, so he's still in his prime. So, those teams, I think, are going to be sneaky. And plus, I think one of the things we talked about, we're talking about rule changes, but we got to talk about schedule changes. Mm-hmm. The less division games now. So, like, if you're Miami and you're in the NL East and you're looking up at the Braves and the Mets and the Phillies, you play 18 fewer games against these teams. So, you know, that's why I like Miami, and that's, I think you can make the same case for Arizona. You play the Padres less. You play the Dodgers less. So, you know, that division, when you're losing, when you're looking up at those teams, that can wear on you.
Right. I'm going to talk about that in the final segment tonight when I break down the Dodgers and Padres head-to-head. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. But the rule changes for 2023. Bigger bases increase from 15 to 18 inches on each side. Shift limitations, you must have two infielders on each side of second base. That's going to be a big difference. Pitch clock, 15 seconds when bases are empty, 20 seconds when runners are on. I would like to see this changed to 25 and 30. I'd like to see 25 seconds when bases are empty and 30 seconds when runners are on. I think you're going to find here, some games are going to be too fast, and this is going to be too rushed. Pickoffs, pitchers limited to two disengagements, stepping off per plate appearance. I think that's okay. Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers last week against March 26th, against the Angels. Six innings, three hits, no walks, no runs, seven Ks, six scoreless innings. Afterwards, he talked about how quickly things went by and how the rules changes in terms of the pitch clock might affect games. Let's hear from Kershaw.
Well, I wouldn't consider it awkward. I mean, I think we're used to it now. I think it's getting what we want. I mean, the game today was 2 hours and whatever minutes. So, I mean, hopefully they sell enough beer, you know?
The fans are going to start getting here a little earlier?
Yeah, they're going to get here in like the sixth inning. No, I don't really notice that. You know, everybody says that about Dodger fans, but I feel like it's pretty well packed by game time, you know, and obviously.
All right, this is Clayton Kershaw from Sportsnet LA. Post game after the Angels. All right, Wes, I think this is going to become a talking point at some point. These games are going to be too fast. Some of the fans are going to show up. They're not going to like it because games are going to last. I've seen a recent game lasted 2 hours, 8 minutes, 2 hours, 15 minutes. Do you want baseball games to be that fast? Especially if you're going to buy a ticket and go out to the park and you want to spend the afternoon or the night out there. Do you want 2 hour and 15 minute games? And also, by the way, if the games go by that fast, you're going to sell a lot fewer beers, and concession sales are going to be down.
Right. Look,
Do you want games to be this fast?
Well, I think fans plan their day. You know, baseball, a lot of it, especially in the summertime, it's about weather and getting outside and watching an event here. And, you know, you plan your whole day around it. You know what the game is going to be. You know an average game is going to be around 3 hours. And, you know, that's what the TV windows certainly are. So, yeah, you don't want marathons necessarily, but sometimes that happens. And I don't mind that. I don't like the Ghost Runner. I didn't like that necessarily. I know you want to reach a younger generation. And so I support the bigger bases, you know, where a guy steals a base and beats a throw and his hand comes off the bag because he slides past the bag. And then you penalize a guy for beating a throw from the catcher. So I like that. I like, you know, having that and, you know, maybe limiting the pickoff moves and whatnot, because a lot of time that's just for a delay and not a true pickoff move. But I don't think that you necessarily have to, like, change every single rule, you know, you don't want to, like, totally change the fundamentals of the game just because, you know, we are in the low attention span generation that, oh, my God, you know, 3 hours, that's too much of a time commitment.
Right. Do you really think younger people are going to say, okay, I'm into baseball now because the game's only 2.5 hours instead of three?
Right. Right.
I mean,
I
fooling yourself. There's
a lot of things that, like, at the grassroots, you know, that could be done more so than, you know, changing these rules in Major League Baseball.
Wayne Krivsky, former Cincinnati Reds GM, longtime MLB executive, is going to join us on the show later in the week to talk more baseball. We've got DraftKings NFL win totals to hit on, too. We've got three more divisions to look at here before the end of the show. We're also going to get the best bets. We should mention, Wes, before we move forward, the NIT semifinal, number two tonight in Las Vegas, is now in overtime. Mark Madsen coached Utah Valley up 75-74, 15 seconds into OT.
Yeah, I got the underdog in overtime, so hopefully it's not where it goes to die. We bet it on the Apex at plus five. Close some 4.5s out there in the market as well. I just thought that that was a little bit high.
About the total?
Yeah, total is now, it's about to go over with the next made basket by UAB, which there it is. There, so boom. 151.5. They don't call it undertime. They call it overtime.
76 all NOT. All right, let's look at the AFC North. We've been talking about Lamar Jackson and what the Ravens are going to do with him, if Lamar Jackson is going to find a new team. Let's look at the win totals for the AFC North. And the Cleveland Browns did that god-awful contract with Deshaun Watson, which I think is going to set that franchise back for a long time. But right now, the Bengals at the top of the division with Joe Burrow at 11.5. Under, just shaded barely, minus 115. The Browns at 9.5, shaded under, minus 135. The Steelers at 8.5, over, minus 120. And the Ravens right now at 8.5, minus 125. So, Wes, when you're an odds maker, what do you do with the Ravens here? Knowing that Lamar Jackson's in limbo, and can you count on Deshaun Watson to bounce back for the Browns?
Yeah, on the Ravens side, obviously, a lot to be done there. They don't have very many draft picks either in this draft. I think they only have five throughout the seven rounds because they had, of course, they traded their second and their fifth round for Roquan Smith, who comes in. And then I think also traded to the Giants. They swapped some picks there. So, look, you've got new coordinator, too. You've got Greg Roman is out. Todd Monken is in as the new offensive coordinator there in Baltimore. Mike McDonald back for his second stint with the Ravens, only in his second year, though, as defense. So there's a lot of turnover, I think, in this team. Now, Baltimore, I think, is a team and an organization that really gets the benefit of the doubt because they draft so well. Eric DaCosta and Ozzie Newsome and the whole entire organization, they draft talent. They just keep getting it right, I think, no matter where they're positioned in the NFL draft. So, yeah, I don't know what to do with the Ravens. I think that there's something in Cleveland, even though I'm not a huge Deshaun Watson backer, I think there's a lot of talent on that team. And I do think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. They just had a lot of injuries the last couple of years. So I do think there's talent on Cleveland. So I can understand why they're actually priced that high. It's not necessarily for Watson.
Well, it's a tight division to handicap. Bengals, the clear favorites. After that, it's kind of a traffic jam. I'm not a Deshaun Watson guy. And I'm not expecting him to bounce back and play great either. Did you even see flashes of it last year from Watson?
Not particularly.
I mean,
I don't think he was like dreadful in every single game, right. But I think, you know, when you miss that much time, you're going to be behind the eight ball, and he was behind the eight ball really from the get-go on the field.
He's carrying a lot of baggage with him now, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the Steelers are hoping Kenny Pickett can develop, and we'll see what the Ravens do at quarterback. That's a look at the AFC North. The win total's up now at DraftKings for the entire NFL. We'll take a look at the NFC East, NFC West, and our best bets when we come back.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon, and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, welcome back. We're going to wrap up the show live from Las Vegas tonight, VSiN tonight. And NIT semifinal number two coming down to the wire. Last night on the show, we had on Nick Bogdanovich and Adam Hill. We previewed the NIT games. It has not been a disappointment. Let's see, the first game came down to the wire. Wisconsin blew a lead and lost to North Texas 56-54. Right now, Utah Valley trails UAB 83-82 with 1 minute to go.
Yeah, the Utah Valley not going away. They were down early, but, you know, I've kind of been swimming upstream the whole game, but UAB just has not been able to put them away. So the Wolverines, I think a lot of that got bet. I think it was like, what was it, two and a half on the opener, and then it came to five, and I just thought that was a little bit high. Of course, Mark Madsen going to be bound for Berkeley very, very soon, and maybe bound for the hospital, too, with his wife about to give birth. But nevertheless, he's here at the Orleans Arena in Vegas tonight to go ahead and coach his Utah Valley Wolverines, who trail by one. 101 left to go in the NIT semifinal.
In overtime, by the way.
Yeah, winner gets North Texas.
And that free throw was way short. 83-82. You don't want double overtime here. Wes has got Utah Valley plus five. All right, let's take a look. DraftKings NFL win totals up. Let's take a look at the NFC East, and then we'll take a look at the NFC West to wrap it up. NFC East, the Eagles on top, 10.5 over minus 150. Cowboys, 9.5 over minus 125. Giants, 8.5 under minus 125. And Commanders, 7.5 under minus 150. Let's see. The Eagles are defending NFC champs at 10.5, but that is shaded over minus 150, so you got to pay the price if you like that over. Nothing jumps out here at me. Last year, I liked the Cowboys under and lost that one. I don't know if the Cowboys are going to be a fade here, but I lean that way, Wes, because I don't believe in Mike McCarthy as somebody who's going to run the offense and call the plays.
Yeah, and on the Eagles side, by the way, look, when you reach a Super Bowl, whether you win or lose, you're going to have some attrition on the roster. And, you know, losing C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he signs a one-year deal in Detroit. Hargrave on the defensive line, 4 years, $84 million now at the San Francisco 49ers. Miles Sanders at running back is gone, now down to Carolina. So Isaac Suamalo signed with the Steelers 3 for $24 million. On the offensive line. So, you know, you've got a lot of salary cap deals that you got to have, and that's certainly what the Eagles, I think, are going through. When you're successful, people want your players, and that's what you've seen here. Of course, a new offensive coordinator, Brian Johnson, going to take over for Shane Steichen, who is now the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Johnson, by the way, was the quarterback coach. So, look, Eagles are obviously the rightful favorite. I still think that core of the offense is still there. I don't think the running back is that big of a loss. They're loaded in the backfield. Obviously have playmakers with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert. So rightful favorite, I think, are the Philadelphia Eagles. But the Dallas Cowboys, you know, obviously going to be interesting. Haven't really done a ton. They've gotten a couple trades. They got Stephon Gilmore in a trade for Indianapolis. I think that could help out in the secondary. And they get Brandon Cooks at wide receiver. But look, a new offensive coordinator, Brian Schottenheimer, Scott Tolzien, the quarterback coach. So we'll see, you know, how much control Mike McCarthy gives over the offense.
Well, hopefully he delegates quite a bit, because I wouldn't trust him. I wouldn't trust McCarthy. By the way, in that division, the Eagles are now going to have to pay Jalen Hurts. It's a lot easier when you've got a quarterback on that rookie contract. The Cowboys had to pay Dak. The Giants just had to pay Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And the Commanders still searching for a quarterback. Anyway, let's take a quick look at the NFC West. Obvious the 49ers are going to be on top, 11.5, but the under shaded minus 130. Man, Brock Purdy's going to be the quarterback, but coming off a significant injury. Trey Lance going to be the backup. Seahawks at 8.5, shaded under minus 115. Rams, complete rebuild, 7.5 over minus 120. Cardinals, good luck, 5.5 under minus 130. With the questions of quarterback, does the 49ers, does their win total deserve to be that high, 11.5?
I just think based on what's it's kind of not a pro 49er win total there. I think it's anti the rest of the division. Sure. Necessarily 49ers, they did make a lot of trades though. They don't have a lot of, they have a lot of picks, but they're later in the draft. Like they've got 3 third rounders. They've got 3 fifth rounders, 3 seventh rounders. So,
well, they traded up for Trey Lance, Wes.
Yeah.
You gotta pay the price when the quarterback,
and the Christian McCaffrey deal, of course, and that's why they don't have those second and third rounders. Plus, just a lot of movement really with this team. They did add Sam Darnold just for depth, by the way. But Brock Purdy.
Oh, well, forget it now. I'm playing.
Now you're done with him,
over,
right?
Over.
Got I'm just updating in case people hadn't been following. But anywho, look, I think the 49ers are the rightful favorite. They absolutely should be. Who knows if they wouldn't have made the Super Bowl if Brock Purdy doesn't get hurt on the road in Philadelphia. So, rightful favorite here. The Rams are the team you really don't know about because it's like, okay, do they still have enough?
Are they going to stick with Stafford?
Right. Because, I thought Matthew Stafford, that might have been like a good walk-off a season ago, right. you would have thought, where it's like, okay, I'm going to retire, and then he gets hurt. And I think right now he's actually the only quarterback, I think, on the active roster for this team because they got Walford. Walford and Perkins are both free agents. So
that would have been better walk-off for Sean McVay, right?
Yeah, because there was rumor that maybe he was going to go do TV. He decides to come back. And look, the Rams, we knew what they did a couple years ago, that they went all in. You know, with this trade, they're like, we're going to win right now and we're going to pay the price and suffer a little bit, maybe in a couple years as we traded all of our draft capital.
Well, hey, if you win a Super Bowl, it's worth the price you pay.
Yeah, like
that's what it's all about.
The Rams don't have like a first round pick for like 15 years. It doesn't seem
like. If they did all that and did not win a Super Bowl, it'd be a total disaster.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, Kevin Demoff, Les Snead, Stan Kroenke, it was absolutely worth it to him.
Right now I'm pulling for you here with Utah Valley +5. Need UAB to miss a free throw. 12 seconds to go, 86-83 Blazers over the Wolverines. We'll see what happens here on the now it's a 4-point game. You need a bucket here by the Wolverines. Last thing you need is a miss and a foul.
Mm-hmm.
Utah Valley down 4. Backs against the wall. Green Man Group pep band still playing. Willie the Wolverine hasn't given up hope yet. Down 4 with 12 seconds to go. See what Mad Dog Madsen can draw up. By the way, let's get to my best bets for baseball. I've only got 2 of them. And I'm playing Padres to win the NL West at plus 120. By the way, if you want the best number out there, I put plus 120 because that's the most widely available number in the market. Some spots got 115. You can find plus 130 at the South Point. Chris Andrews, Jimmy Vaccaro dealing plus 130 on the Padres. So if you want the best number, take that. I'm playing the Dodgers under 95.5 wins. Wes, I looked at the Dodgers last year, and you say, okay, under 95.5, that's a huge drop-off for a team that went 111-51, a 22-game margin of victory in that division. The Dodgers went 40-17 against the D-backs, Rockies, and Giants.
Mm-hmm.
They went 14-5 against the Padres. That's 54-22 in the division. And like you said, you're going to play fewer division games this year, so the Dodgers are not going to be able to beat up on the bad teams in the division as much. I also think the Padres are not going to be intimidated by the Dodgers or feel like they're the little brother after they beat the Dodgers in the playoffs, knock them out.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Padres got a much better lineup, top to bottom, especially look at Soto, Machado, Xander Bogaerts, and Fernando Tatis. Trey Turner's absence is going to really hurt The Dodge. There we go. He got a three-pointer from Utah Valley. 87-86 with 3 seconds to go. Had to pause the baseball analysis. Yeah.
And to kind of add on to you, because I actually agree with you on the Dodgers here.
By the way, Trey Turner's absence is going to be a big, big deal for the Dodgers. I thought he was the MVP, and also Justin Turner's gone.
And Kershaw, look, he took extra rest last year, so you're not going to get more than 120 innings out of him. Tony Gonsolin, I think, is a regression candidate. He pitched above his skis last year. Can Noah Syndergaard find velocity again on his fastball? I'm not sure. Ryan Pepiot is an interesting project, actually played at Butler University. But he's got to improve his command a little bit. And then, plus, you just look at that lineup. I mean, you're starting Trace Thompson and David Peralta and now Miguel Vargas and Miguel Rojas. Yeah. That's a big drop-off from Gavin Lux, Justin Turner, and Trey Turner.
Let me give you a little-known fact in the show tonight, Wes. Against the Reds, the Cubs, and the Angels last year, the Dodgers went 18-0.
Well, they're probably going to go whatever and 0 when they play the Cincinnati Reds, as are most teams in
Reds,
this league.
Reds, Cubs, and Angels, 18-0. I just think that Dodgers 111-51 record was inflated. That's not going to be the case. And they did not improve. They got worse. By the way, FanGraphs projects the Dodgers wins at 87. Baseball Perspectives at 94. And we're 2 seconds left in the NIT semifinal. UAB on top of Utah Valley by 1 point. Greg Peterson Experience on deck. Stay tuned.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.